23 away from 9 here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Bubba McGowan from the City of Houghton joins me. Our look at what's going on in the City of Houghton, always brought to you by the City of Houghton. Bubba, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. What's up?
Well, the Chutes and Ladders is getting a little facelift coming up next week. It's a really looking forward to that. I mean, it's almost 30 years old.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Man, time flies.
Yeah, it's getting a little TLC, and that whole area is getting a little TLC. Getting some new playground equipment for younger kids and stuff like that. And
We had that story on the news last week, I think it was, and some indication that as the work goes on, Chutes and Ladders will be closed.
Right. They were hoping to get stuff done a little bit earlier, but with things that happen with the City of Houghton, when we try to get things organized, sometimes we end up a week late.
So if you're planning on taking the kids to Chutes and Ladders over the next week or two, you might want to have a backup plan in case you can't use Chutes and Ladders and they're working on it.
They didn't want to start stuff today and not have things with people over the weekend, so they're going to start everything on Tuesday.
Okay.
So sort of moved everything. And there'll be some resodding also at the same time and make the place look beautiful. It's a beautiful area.
Yes, it is, and it's a great asset to the city. The whole Ray Kessner Waterfront Park and the Chutes and Ladders down there, wonderful for the kids.
And for the adults, too. We've got graduation time. When Michigan Tech graduated this year, there was not a park bench on the whole length of the waterfront, which people weren't sitting at. It was such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and the circus is in town on Saturday, the Shrine Circus, performances at Michigan Tech at the SDC. Mm-hmm. So that is something that's going on. And Memorial Day, of course, is coming up, and there will be some services in the City of Houghton.
Right, Veterans Park.
Check our community calendar. You can find out when that is. We have actually all of, I have more than 30 Memorial Day observances posted up on our calendar at KeweenawReport.com, including the one at Veterans Park in Houghton. So please make some time to honor those who gave their lives for our country.
And take a walk around the cemetery, too, because if you go to the cemetery, all the flags are up. And you'll see these flags for the fire departments, too, which are we honor all of our fallen people that were firefighters over the years.
Really?
Yes. Houghton and Hancock both go through, and Hurontown does the same thing, and they put flags for all the firefighters that have passed away.
Well, that is wonderful.
So when you see those flags, think, oh, wow, that guy was a firefighter. That guy was a veteran and a firefighter, you know.
Yeah, and
people don't understand that both those people give a lot of their time.
And walking through those cemeteries can be really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You look at those gravestones, and I think I was at the Pequamming Cemetery last Memorial Day to cover the service that was being done there. I got there a little early, and I was looking around, and Civil War veterans and World War I veterans, all with the flags, and our local veterans groups do such a wonderful job.
Yes, they do.
Of marking those graves, even at some of those very small, out-of-the-way cemeteries. And there are a lot of things that are scheduled this weekend to honor our veterans, and hope that you'll take some time and make that part of your holiday.
Mm-hmm. So. Stanton has a beautiful cemetery also.
So we've got that coming up, and then we get into the summer routine.
Yep, Bridge Fest is around the corner, so just think about that.
What
is that?
Bridge Fest is like 3 weeks away,
three or four weeks
away.
Right.
Good heavens.
And then you have the Copper Country's Fireman's Tournament will be in Chassel this year.
Ah.
That's always a great time to Chassel. They do it down at the waterfront there, and it's just a lot of fun in Chassel to have a Fireman's Tournament. They really do it upright.
Yeah, and so as we get into the holiday, we certainly encourage folks to have a good time. Be safe
through
the Memorial Holiday weekend. I know that, once again, our local law enforcement officers and Houghton Police Department typically takes part in this. I don't know if they...
Click it and ticket, yes.
Yeah,
I believe they got some more money to help make sure we remember to put our seatbelts on.
Yeah, and watch for drunk drivers
to
keep the road safe.
Get a cab. Get a friend to drive you home.
Yeah, make a plan.
Make a plan. Be a half a step ahead.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going out, having a good time, getting a little carried away, as long as you don't put somebody else or yourself in danger
Don't get behind the wheel. It's real simple. And in Houghton, you can walk every place. That's the nice thing about Houghton and Hancock.
Yeah.
And the cabs run and stuff like that. And there's always a friendly person who'll say, hey, can you give me a ride? Sure,
And we never think about it when we talk about these extra stepped up patrols for the holidays, That means that our local law enforcement officers have to work extra hours on the holidays.
Right, that they do.
They're taking time away from their families to make sure that the rest of us stay safe, and certainly appreciate that.
Yes.
So we head in, let's see, the concert series is going to start in August.
In August, that'll be at the waterfront, and we're hoping to have Houghton City Transit there to help get the senior citizens down to the waterfront from the Heritage and from the Douglas House and from Arbor Green.
Yeah, because this is a new location.
So that's, you know, it's a more family-friendly location, too.
Yes.
I mean, with Chutes and Ladders right there for the kids, you know, you can listen to some music. Your kids can go play on Chutes and Ladders.
Yep. There's a nice band shell down there. It was just built for things like
and
this.
And you have the tunnel, too. So if your kids live in West Houghton, you can walk right down there with your family. It's amazing how many kids go through that tunnel and parents pushing their, yeah. you know. I live right above that, and it's just so neat to see a family of six and just pushing the little kids and the parents having a good time, and one kid's on a bicycle, one's in a stroller, one's in a backpack, you know, just great.
So we are talking about all the things coming up in downtown Houghton. You can check the City of Houghton website for details about things that are going on. You can also check our community calendar page at QNRReport.com.
Yeah, Kimono Gem and Gift today has their grand reopening.
Ah, is this the big day for them?
This is the big day for them, yes.
They were in here last week. Obviously, couldn't come today because they're like really busy.
They're really busy, yeah. And that's a beautiful new store.
That's nice.
I'm looking forward. I'll be up there at noontime with my other hat on for the City of Houghton just to wish them a warm welcome. And, you know, it's a great store up there.
And we congratulate them again for making that investment in the City of Houghton.
Yes,
And expanding their offerings and making a really, really nice nice addition to the retail community.
Right across from the Rock House. What a great spot. Of course, Rock House is where I go with my daughter every once in a while.
Yeah, so you got rocks on one side and the Rock House on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, you
know, this makes absolute perfect sense.
Hey, it's having fun in Houghton.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. We'll talk to somebody again next week, whether it be you or Susie.
I don't know about Susie sometimes. You know, I get a phone call and I said, sure.
She is a busy person.
Who am I interviewing? She says, you got to come up with your own. I'm like, okay, Susie.
Thanks so much.
I can talk about Chutes and Ladders.
All right. Well, and that's important. Looking forward to seeing that project done at Chutes and Ladders. QNR's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.